Remember, I'm always building myself and building me and me and me. If I get used to the filth over here, what's going to happen to me in the future? Obviously, I become a septic tank, something like that. Yeah, let's go back to the heart. Remember that fellow who was sitting and said, this sheikh is no good, I know, blah, blah, blah. Now let's go back to his story.
Remainder of the story of the strangers reviving the sheikh. That malign wretch was gabbling silly nonsense about the sheikh. The perverted intellect is always squinting. I saw him amidst the company. He is
Repeat that again. Repeat that verse.
That malign wretch.
Yep.
That malign wretch was gabbling silly nonsense about the sheikh. The perverted intellect is always squinting.
The perverted intellect is always squinting. It's a little bit, it's too much, let's say, soft and nice, because Rumi over there is giving you a very harsh law. You say that distorted. Chaj is distortion to us. Not being and is opposite of right. Do you remember right is half? Then chaj is upside down. He will say and upside down and reverse and not correct, whatever you want to name it. Intelligent is always looking for that kind of stuff. Means unbalanced intelligence is looking for unbalance everywhere. Means look at the intelligence. Intelligence doesn't change itself in different situations. It's always the same. If you tune your intelligence to be nasty, you will always be nasty. Yes?
I saw him amidst the company. He is one denuded and destitute of piety. And if you do not believe it, arise tonight that you may see plainly your sheikh's depravity. At night, he took him to a window and said, behold a debauch and merrymaking. Behold such hypocrisy by day and profligacy by night. In the daytime, like Mustafa, at night, Mulahab. By day, his name has become Abdullah. By night, God save us. And the wine cup in his hand. He saw a full glass in the sheikh's hand. O sheikh, said he, is there a tumor even in thee? And then the Latin part, nonne dicebas in vini populo mingit diabolus testimans lecta.
It means, aren't you the guy who told us that Dev or Satan will pee in the glass of wine? That has been too much for Victorian politeness to translate into English. That's it. For preventing you drinking the wine, we say the devil will pee in it. That's it. Yes.
He replied, they have made my cup so full that there is not room in it for a single rooster. Look, is there any room here for a single mote? A deluded man has wrongly apprehended this matter. This is not the apparent cup, the apparent wine. Deem this far from the sheikh who sees the unseen. The wine cup, O fool, is the being of the sheikh. In qua urina diaboli non continento.
In which the urine of a devil will not be contained. Exactly the words. I read the Latin, excuse me, because that's the face of my foreign land. I tell you that, I don't know what's... Is that that bad to you? Talk about union? My goodness. Yeah. Okay, but behind all of this fuss, what are you looking at here? This is a very bizarre scene which cannot really happen. I mean, if you are a director, you want to make a movie of it, you are in trouble. Because the word window over there is not the window, it's the little hole. And they are talking about this little hole in the roof, which all the smoke and everything will go out. Remember, in old mid-oriental houses, you have a big room and it end up to sort of a chimney. And sometimes it's a window. Sometimes even there are some piece of junky glasses there. But that's what it is, okay? This guy who was talking that the Sheikh is no good fellow told them, come with me tonight, I will show it to you. The guy will bring them up there. And he said, you see that fellow over there? You see the glass of wine? And suddenly, Sheikh is talking to him as if they are sitting down and they are talking to him. He doesn't care about that. And Sheikh is not talking normal. Because this is not the normal kind of defense you were expecting. Everybody knows this story, so everybody expects that they will say, yes, look at him, he's drinking the wine. Then later they taste it, they will say, it's not the wine. It's vinegar. I don't know why vinegar chai will do better, but anyway. They do the trick like that. Here, he doesn't start with that kind of stuff. The Sheikh will say, oh, my glass is so full that there is no place for a droplet of the Satan's urine here. This is what it is. Look at the defense. Yes.
He is full and brimming with the light of God. He has shattered the bodily cup. He is the absolute light. If sunlight fall upon filth, it is the same light. It suffers no defilement. The Sheikh said, indeed, this is not a cup, nor wine. Hey, unbeliever, come down and look at it. He came and saw it was fine honey. That miserable enemy became blind. Thereupon the peer said to his disciple, go, seek wine for me, O noble sir, for I have a pain. I am reduced to necessity. Because of the pain, I have passed beyond starvation.
What a silly excuse. Are you listening to this story he's making up? First the guys were up there, okay? And one whispered that he's a fellow. And Sheikh started to talk to them. Now he called them down and said, come on, you silly stuff. This is not wine. He tried it. Okay, it's pure honey. Good for everyone. Right there. The Sheikh will call another fellow and say, go and find me some wine, I'm sick. And he's going to explain that in the time of necessity, even eating the cadaver will be okay. So if there is a real need for wine here, let's listen, yes.
In sore need, any carcass is clean. Many curses fall like dust on the head of him that denies it. The disciple went round the wine cellar, tasting of every jar on the Sheikh's behalf. In all the wine cellars he found no wine. The jars of wine had become full of honey. He said, O topers, what state is...
Wait a minute. This is the magic you were waiting at the beginning of this story, right? When the guy said, oh, look at him, he's drinking wine, you should show that. No, every wine will turn to honey, blah, blah, blah. First, that defense that this cup is so full, there is no place for something else. It's not relative, remember? It's not that there is place for something else. When we talk about the heart, it's the house of God. And nothing else could go in. Remember, they didn't let the Satan even pick. So, that was the first defense. The second, yes, Pharaoh, go and find some wine, he will go around, everything turns to honey. Yes?
He said, O topers, what state of things is this? What is the matter? I find no wine in any jar. All the topers came to that sheikh, weeping and beating their heads with their hands. Thou camest into the tavern, O most exalted sheikh, and in consequence of thy coming, all the wines have turned to honey.
Now we see the dimension. First defense was that, no, the cup is so full. Second one was, okay, find me some wine. As if in the house of Sheikh there is a winery cell and stuff. Okay, the guy checked it, everything was honey. Now the city is in trouble. Everybody is coming to him that now we don't know what to do, because in all the bars, as if there were bars really that time and all that, all the wines have turned out to honey. What the hell are we going to do? Yes?
Thou hast changed the wine from filth, changed our souls also from defilement. If the world be filled to the brim with blood, how should the servant of God drink aught but what is hallowed?
Everything was for this. First of all, okay, everything turned to honey, and you alcoholic fellow, you were waiting for the end of the story that Sheikh would do something and all the honey will turn to wine. I'm sorry for you. This story doesn't go that way. And the people are not like you, alcoholic fellow, who want the wine back. They came and say, when you could turn the wine to honey, please turn us to something good. This is something you didn't think about. You should have thought about that. When you see a magician, don't look for the trick. Be ready to be changed. Remember the first story of this book? The fellow with Jesus? And you forgot it already. The book is not finished and you didn't think about it. That's how it should set up. Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. I believe we have time for another paragraph.
How Aisha, may God be well pleased with her, said to Mustafa, on whom be peace, thou performest the prayer anywhere without a prayer carpet. How is that? One day Aisha said to the Prophet,
oh, first of all, why the story of His Holiness family suddenly? Because we want to talk about the spirit, the soul, right? And the problem is the challenge of, you remember the challenge of me? The other me, right? Intelligence. So let's choose Muhammad and his intelligence, which is the wife. The intelligence has a question, a logical one, a very understandable one. I said, listen, you're a prophet. Here in the house, the children will pee. And you pray with them. What's wrong with you? Logically, yes.
One day Aisha said to the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, openly and secretly, thou performest a prayer in whatever place thou mayest find, unclean and low, or running about in the house. Although thou knowest that any dirty child makes unclean every place he comes to. The Prophet said, know that God makes impure pure for the great.
Ah,